RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We are under an hour to What You Drinking, What You Thinking here on a Football Friday in the G-Bag Nation. I'm Eric Chia. Follow alongside the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander in the Pim Cup getting you set for G-Bag of the Day, LA Live during the commercial-free expressway in the 5 o'clock hour. And we'll get you a sports hodgepodge coming up here in a few minutes. Merry Christmas, and thanks for rocking with us. Right now, it's time for this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Unbelievable what this NFL landscape looks like compared to a year ago.
With this team,
it is crazy.
With like Chicago and those teams up top.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the most wins last season.
New England.
You had the Chiefs. They're eliminated.
14-2, weren't they this time?
I think they had 15 wins last year.
Well, I meant, are you talking about as today with 1 week left in the season?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. But just last year in general, the most wins last season.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, Lions, both eliminated from the postseason. Mark one on the good side for Wolchuk with his preseason Lions missed the playoffs bold prediction after that disgusting performance last night from Jared Goff and that Lions offense. Oh my gosh. A million turnovers.
You think they miss? I mean, I guess it's a pretty simple question that do you really think they miss Ben Johnson that much?
Yes.
Is Ben Johnson like, the way that he has turned Chicago around were we wrong about Ben Johnson? I mean, I guess we weren't wrong, but
I think we were right about him. We knew how awesome he was as a play caller. We didn't know how he would be as a head coach, but like what we knew that Lions staff getting completely stripped from so many of the top tier coaches underneath Dan Campbell, who had made that thing go over the last few years, that was going to be a big adjustment. And then I think the other big one too is the Frank Ragnow retirement. Maybe the best center in football a couple months before the season, hanging him up, and that's been a huge blow for them. So there's a handful of things there. And I still think the Lions have a great opportunity, have a good offseason comeback. They can still be a solid team. But now the Jared Goff cap hits are going to start hitting pretty heavy. Yeah. And so that's going to be something to have to manage. But, I think Ragnow at center and, of course, Ben Johnson pulling the strings offensively, that hurt him in a big way. So Chiefs and Lions, most wins last year eliminated. The Eagles last year had a bunch of wins. They have clinched the NFC East, even though they are definitely not the same version of themselves. The Vikings eliminated from the postseason. They had 14 wins last year. The Bills won 13 games. They're not the same, and they haven't won as many games. And now they have clinched a playoff spot. The Commanders and the Ravens, both those teams. I mean, the Commanders already eliminated, and the Ravens will be eliminated with another loss. So those were your best teams in the league last year, and you've got only two of them that are going to be in the postseason. I mean, it is crazy the turn of events here that you just couldn't predict unless you're Walchuk with the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And kudos to him for that. So your longest active playoff streaks for teams that have clinched a spot right now, you have the Bills with 7 straight postseasons, the Eagles with 5, Packers 3, Rams 3. And that's it. So and the NFC playoff picture right now, Seahawks are the one seed. You've got, and they've all clinched except for the Panthers. Like at this point, the NFC, you know what it's going to be. We'll just find out, can the Panthers hold strong and win the NFC South, or will the Bucks find a way to unseat them? But everybody else has clinched. The Seahawks are in, the Bears are in, the Eagles are in, the Niners are in, the Rams are in, and unfortunately the Packers are in as well. If Detroit could have just found a way to not turn the ball over a billion times. I mean, Max Brosmer, quarterbacking for the Vikings, only NFL quarterback in the Super Bowl era to play the entire game, finish with under 70 passing yards and 7 or more sacks and still win the football game. They had 3 net passing yards in the game.
Yeah.
That is insane, yeah. Dude. And I did love their uniforms, the all-white Vikings uniforms yesterday, and kudos to Justin Jefferson, who passed Randy Moss for the most receiving yards by a player in his first 6 NFL seasons. And it hasn't been quite the productive year that we have come to expect from Justin Jefferson, but we know how dominant of a player he is, and it is pretty amazing that the Vikings now, it's Randy Moss, and then it's Justin Jefferson, most receiving yards in their first 6 seasons.
Is Seattle, who do they play in the final game of the year? Is it one of those, they play San Francisco or they play Arizona?
Oh, yeah. Is it one of their division games?
Yeah. Well, we know it's a division game. I'm wondering.
The last week is all divisional games?
All divisional games, I believe, yeah.
Okay, so they will go. Yeah, they'll get the Niners.
So Seattle and the Niners, is that going to be for something?
Yeah, it will be just for seeding purposes. Like right now, you have the Seahawks with the one seed, and they could lose that one seed.
Right.
Both teams are in the playoffs, but so, in terms of positioning, yeah, so I think there's going to be something.
So what happens in the NFC West, I believe, whoever wins that will probably be the one seed. Is that am I right about that?
Yeah. Let me take a look here because
Chicago still have a chance for a one seed.
I think the Bears do still have a chance because they're sitting at 11-4 right now. I mean, you have the Bears at 11-4, the Niners at 11-4, and the Rams at 11-4.
Right.
And then you have the one seed right now is the Seahawks at 12-3.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, the Niners are still, they still have a chance to win the division and perhaps be the one seed in the NFC. If not, at least, you know, get the home field.
So the Seattle game is for something.
Yeah, that should be for something here, unless the Niners lose this weekend.
Shows you how much
and
I
the Seahawks win.
How much I focus on just what the Cowboys are doing. And
yeah, you start to have to rub your eyes and figure out what the rest of the league's got going.
What the rest of the league is doing here.
Well, there's always a lot of maneuvering. There's a million different scenarios. But when it comes to the NFC, I mean, you know what it's going to look like in terms of the teams that are in.
So,
other than just, is it going to be the Panthers or Bucks? And then the rest is just going to come down to the seeding and the actual matchups in the first round.
So you're in a situation where, like, it's the NFC West is probably going to could have the one seed, and then it would be the 5 and the 6, right?
Is that how it's
going to play out?
Yeah, that's how it's sitting. That's how it's sitting right now, and that's more than likely how it'll go. You also have reports that, I mean, John Lynch is not ruling out a Fred Warner return for that 49ers defense.
Mm.
in the postseason. So I don't know if that could be as early as round one, if they're able to get the one seed and get that bye, mm-hmm. and then maybe try and get him back. But he had that pretty severe ankle injury, but he's working like 6 hours a day. You watch his videos, he's like a kickboxing monster. Mm-hmm. And he's doing that right now. Like, you would never even know from his videos. He's back flipping and kicking stuff. I mean, he's just incredible. And maybe the best linebacker in the league. I think most people would consider him to be that guy. And that would be a huge boost to the Niners going into the postseason if they can get him back. So that would be big. Looks like Jordan Love with the concussion. He will be out for tomorrow's game versus Baltimore. So it'll be Malik Willis. He's fought through some injuries and stuff, but he's going to play. And Dan Graziano says there's plenty of teams that are going to be interested in Malik Willis, the Packers' backup quarterback this offseason. And we'll see how that goes, the Malik Willis sweepstakes. As teams are desperate for quarterback play.
I thought he was going to be pretty good coming out of Liberty. I know when he transferred, he started at Auburn and then went to Liberty. And there were some games where he'd played. You can watch him play against Ole Miss where they're clearly Liberty is, you know, not in a good spot. But, you know, he's the reason why they're still in the game with his ability to run around, throw the ball and stuff like that. But, you know, maybe he just needs to get with a coach that can work with him. We talked about guys like the Ken Dorsey's and people like that. I know Ken Dorsey, probably not a really good play caller, but Ken Dorsey, the quarterback coach, you know, the quarterback whisperer or helper, you know, I think he's helped Dak Prescott this year. I think he, you know, you, when you look at him and how, like, his career with Josh Allen, how he helped him, there's some of these guys that maybe aren't very good coordinators, but can help you with your mechanics.
Yeah.
And I think that Ken Dorsey's probably one of those guys. You just need to get with the right guy.
So we got the press conference today with the Lions fan.
Yeah, I saw the clown had his hat backwards and
yes,
all that stuff,
dude.
Like that.
It is a really
white shirt.
It looks spoofy. It doesn't even look real.
There was
real.
No blue hair. I was disappointed, bro. How do we know it's you?
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
Repping the same
I
wig.
With the blue hair, bro.
That DK Metcalf was trying to pull off
a
his
bandage
head.
On your face from when DK hit you right there.
Yeah, you got to go Bobby Petrino with the neck brace.
Neck brace.
Yeah. Fake scars.
I wanted to punch the guy, too.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is not likable in any way.
Not
like
at
DK
all.
Metcalf shouldn't
not
have done what he did, but this is a grown man. Like, for whatever reason, you can't really see his face in the video all that much, like the altercation video, and you're thinking, what, is this a 25-year-old schmo? This is like easily a mid-40s guy.
Yeah, why?
He's just a rabid animal. Yeah. And so he's in his suit. He's next to his lawyers. There's all sorts of local news and microphones around him.
That guy went to law school.
And he's got
his
backwards Lions cap on.
Yeah, this guy went to law school to defend this clown.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like he was probably questioning his choice right there.
Well, here is 60
seconds. He probably
seconds.
Had all kind of lawyers calling him after they seen that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I got to get in touch with this dude.
That's a gold mine right there. God. Here's the Lions fan defending himself at the podium.
It is really hard to get me upset, but there's two things, animal abuse, racism, like I get hot right away. Like I can feel it in my face, it gets all warm. So I guess I want to be crystal clear about one thing. I didn't use any racial slurs, no hate speech. I mean, none of that stuff at the game. Actually, never. 15 years, season ticket holder for the Lions, I've never done that. At all. So, to Kalen, if you're watching this, man, just if you could just say that, please. Like, my family's getting threats and stuff, and it's not cool. So, whether you said that or not, I'm sure you didn't want that to happen to the family. Even if you did, like, I forgive you, man. Okay, that's all I got.
I put the H on it to emphasize it.
He called him by his.
He still did the very, very disrespectful thing of hitting him with the DeKalen, which is allegedly what got DK Metcalf so ticked off the other day.
Yeah.
So this guy continues to be a bit of a jerk, all while letting DK know that he absolutely forgives him. For the way that he reacted. I mean, it's just a laughable, ridiculous story here in this football season. The Lions lose yesterday. Their playoff hopes are dashed. Their players didn't even want to play in the game, and you could see it.
Yeah.
And their players have talked about it. Penei Sewell was like, it's Christmas, dude. Like, we play on Thanksgiving. Why do I have to play on Christmas? He wanted nothing to do with it. I'm on Ross St. Brown saying the same thing. Like, I'm not a parent yet. If I had kids, it would be even worse. but I don't want to play on Christmas. It was very evident watching them yesterday. They had no interest in playing Brian Flores, of all people. Yeah. He's just going to dial it up on you.
Yeah. I wish Dallas would have played Detroit on Christmas Day, if that's the case, if none of those guys wanted to play.
Our guys were interested in playing.
Our guys were interested. They just didn't play. All of them didn't play well.
I think our guys are more interested in playing now than they were when the playoffs were still available.
Yeah.
They want to get out there. They want that 8-8-1 banner so bad. Mm-hmm. They want it. They can taste it. They can feel it. And that's the dumbest thing the Cowboys have going on right now, is pretending like 8-8-1 actually means something. How about you just handle business when it matters, and when it doesn't,
well, they didn't.
You got to eat it.
They didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't.
No. They absolutely did not. And even yesterday, it wasn't like it was some unbelievable performance against a defense that the rare defense that might actually be worse than yours.
Oh, they were bad. That's a bad defense. Absolutely.
Yeah. Both of them. Both of them are bad, and unfortunately the Cowboys couldn't do a ton there in the second half of the game, but they get the win, and that's what matters for them right now. They want to go 500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They want to go 500. All right, here we are in the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Let's get you a sports hodgepodge. We have some player incentives for the football weekend, something to maybe take advantage of from a fantasy standpoint, daily fantasy standpoint, player prop standpoint, and some NBA action for you next.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Here in the nation. Time for a sports hodgepodge here in the nation segment brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. We will do what you drink and what you thinking at 5 o'clock. So go ahead and set a reminder on your phone. We are just over 30 minutes away before we get into the commercial free expressway. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live. We still got two guys, one booth. It's a football party here in the nation. And right now it's time for this. We'll be right back.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no
have
one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
I'll tell you what, Debo Samuel had himself a nice Christmas. He had some incentives to hit, and all he needed was two catches for $450K. Guess what he had?
Two catches.
All he needed was 61 receiving yards for $250K.
Hit it.
68 yards receiving. All in a day's work. My man took home, what? $700,000 yesterday.
Yeah.
That's quite the Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns away from an extra $250K as well. So he's got one more game to find pay dirt twice. We'll see if he can
Eagles, right?
Make an appearance in a little TD Tuesday action. Yes, versus the Eagles. Right now, Saquon Barkley needs 155 total yards for $250,000. That should be kind of a no-brainer for him to hit. 155 total yards. For $250K. Sam Darnold, four passing touchdowns away from $500,000 and 297 passing yards away from another $500,000. Okay. So a couple of big games coming up here next week versus the Niners is probably going to be for the one seed. So that'll be a must play, must start, and must dominate kind of game for him. Stephon Diggs, four catches away from $500,000. I mean, these guys are all over this, aren't they, this time of year? Taking a little peek ski, what do I need?
I remember a situation where, who's a guy at Tampa? Mike Evans. And, like, he was trying to break.
Yeah, Baker, right?
He was trying to break or tie Jerry Rice's record for most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. And, they went in there like it was, like, they it was... They were both out of the game, and then they said, no, we're going back in.
Yeah, we got to get this. I know. I mean, Brady with Gronk did it. I mean, they had big ones, like $1 million on the line for like one catch. It's like, come on, we're doing this.
Absolutely.
We are not going to forfeit that.
Right.
So that'll be something to watch for here over the next couple of weeks. Rico Dowdle, 70 yards away from $1 million.
And he, how much was he make? Was he making right around three?
Yeah, I think his deal was like... Yeah,
very similar.
Roughly
to what,
$3 million.
Very similar to what Williams got, right?
Maybe
a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, very similar to what Javonte Williams got. And Javonte Williams, Malik Davis combined have had a really, really nice season. And the Cowboys have only paid like $3 million for it. $3 million in cap space for two running backs who have over 1,400 yards combined and 13 touchdowns this year. Success rate over 55%. Just under 5 yards per carry. That's how you get it done in the backfield right there when you're team building. I don't need to see any mock drafts with the Cowboys taking a running back, okay? We might even have those picks anyways because we might be trading for Max Crosby. Ain't that right, Broadus?
I would absolutely consider that.
Raiders bench Max Crosby for this week's game. The battle for the number one pick, Raiders and Giants. Max Crosby stormed out of the facility, not happy. Because he is a true thoroughbred football player. He wants to play no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he has any incentives or anything like that. But that would be the one thing I get. Like, hey, if you're a player and your season's over, but it's like, I got something on the line here. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try it out there.
Giants had a chance at the number one overall pick. Didn't they win a game late in the year?
Yeah, they sure did.
Didn't they do one of those late in the game?
Yeah, they screwed themselves out of Cam Ward.
Yeah.
Because they won a game that didn't matter.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's all fun that day. Everybody's celebrating. And then the rest of the offseason, you're looking at the big boards and you're going, crap, we could add Cam Ward. Now we got Mr. Concussion Jackson Dart. That's the way it goes.
Be better drafters.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Be better.
There's that.
We suck at this drafting stuff sometimes.
Be better, but also be worse. Mm. Lose the game. You've lost plenty. You know how to lose.
That's what I'm saying.
Just needed to lose one more.
Lose the game and then lose the draft pick, you know, and then bust on the draft pick.
That's worst case scenario.
Yeah.
did you see the IHOP PSA from your guy Malik Nabers?
No, what happened?
This is pretty exciting stuff. Malik Nabers, who of course had his season ended early in the year with the ACL injury,
right,
thanks to Death Life Stadium and their turf. Is
that an oxymoron, by the way? Death life?
Sure is. I like it, though.
Yeah. Like jumbo shrimp, right? That's what they always tell me.
Yeah, the jumbo shrimp.
Jumbo shrimp.
I'm here for some jumbo shrimp, though. I'll tell you what. Yeah. All right.
I've gotten pretty good at making the jumbo shrimp, frying them up.
Oh, really?
I got to get back into the pull boy game for you guys.
Do you butterfly those things?
Absolutely, you do. And I use cornstarch, too. Kind of gives them a little
more crunch.
A little bit more crunch.
Gosh,
I'm getting on that
good
panko bit, too.
Yeah, the panko's where it's at, dude. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it. All right, so here is a little, it's an IHOP PSA, so you're going to want to hear this because there's something in there for you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a great IHOP commercial with a very self-deprecating Malik Nabers.
Every year, thousands of fantasy football leagues make their last place team spend 24 hours at IHOP eating pancakes. And IHOP wants to help.
Just like you helped everyone's fantasy team this season.
Which is why IHOP is launching Bottomless Pancakes. It's a big win for last place fantasy finishers and anyone who loves pancakes.
Are you Malik Nabers?
Yeah, that's me.
I wasted my first round pick on you. Ugh.
Can we get this kid some pancakes? Get free bottomless pancakes with select breakfast combos starting January 5th.
Starting January 5th. Shout out to Malik Nabers. Probably got a nice little bag for that. Just making fun of himself for 30 seconds for the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate him for it. And bottomless pancakes starting January 5th at IHOP. That could get you in some trouble there. Pancakes, bottomless. That's like more dangerous than bottomless mimosas.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question. If you had to spend the fantasy football punishment at an establishment, are you to spend it at the Waffle House or the IHOP?
That is a good question.
Yeah, damn right it's a good question. Lucius, you with me, man?
You said Applebee's or the Waffle House?
I said either the Waffle House or the IHOP.
You
have to spend.
I said Applebee's. He wants it to be Applebee's so
I sure
bad.
Did. I was like, man, come on, it's a layup. What are we talking about?
Dollaritas all day.
If you had to spend time, say 12 hours.
Yeah.
Would you rather spend 12 hours at the Waffle House or the IHOP?
There's going to be the entertainment factor of the Waffle House. You can always bum a smoke off your waitress, which could do you good after. You know, putting down a bunch of food.
I would help the line cooks prep. I think I would
get back there, put a little hat on.
I think
and
I
an
would,
apron.
I think I'd jump back there and sous chef and help them whatever. I'm fascinated by the line cooks at these places.
I love watching them.
Oh, they're
Oh wait, when they call out the order,
they're
so crazy. They're, like, what are you saying?
Yeah, they're magicians when it comes to this. I mean, they are the way. The spatulas, the movement, all that stuff.
You're just scouting them out?
I'm just totally enamored with the line cook in a great way.
You never were a line cook?
Never was.
Always wanted to be?
I was an offensive lineman that wasn't very good. But, yeah, I think I would go to the Waffle House if it was me.
Waffle House is getting a lot of love on the text here. Lucius is...
I think Waffle House has some really good food. Probably the quality
damn
is a little
right
bit better.
It does.
But IHOP has an intense menu.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in that menu. If I'm going to be there that long, I want to, you know, have some things to pick from.
That's true. I mean, the variety factor.
And I like the way Malik Nabers says, at IHOP. IHOP.
I didn't even catch that.
Hello.
Every year, thousands of fantasy football leagues make their last place team spend 24 hours at IHOP eating pancakes.
He's got those braces.
That was take 50. They're like, all right, forget it. We're just
one more time,
Malik.
You got it, boy.
You're right there, Malik.
Get the confidence.
That's a pretty good acting debut right there. Yeah. But. Yeah, I mean, 682, Waffle House food is better, but the chairs are uncomfortable for the 12 hours. I do think that the seating comfort is probably better at IHOP.
You can bring in your chair.
I'll bring in my little Tempur-Pedic thing that my wife got me for my car ride.
Or you could get the chair we use at the...
bring the rocking chair in there.
The rocking chair.
That's true. Yeah, you could doll it up a little bit from that standpoint, bring in some more resources for the comfort. But, you just never know what you're going to see at a Waffle House, you know? And the waitresses are just, they're ready to talk with you.
They're friendly, they're going to share
their life story.
Yep.
And then,
they're like bouncers too, man. They keep you safe.
Yeah.
They'll fight before anybody else does.
They'll protect you.
Yeah.
They'll protect you for sure. And those,
I just think people that
loaded,
go into the Waffle
loaded
House.
Hash brown.
I think if I had to do the Waffle House 12-hour deal, I think I would start it and do the overnight first, the first 6 hours. Start at midnight and then go into the lunch.
Watch that real crowd come through.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you want to do it on like a Friday night or something? Yeah. Friday night, Saturday night.
I want to see the kind of folk that walk in there. That's what I want to see.
That 3:30, 4 o'clock range?
Yes.
It's going to get real for them.
Oh, yes. Man. Yes.
Everybody's eyes fun. Bloodshot red.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. With heels on.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
Yeah. Just talking loud.
Real loud.
To each other, don't even know each other. Different tables talking to each other. Oh, yeah, it's chaos.
Well, 682, they got the jukebox in there?
They sure do.
Yeah, okay, so you can
they sure do.
Can throw, you know, you got the aux cord basically, and you can set the tone in there, set the vibe.
What music do you play at the Waffle House?
Mix it up, man. I mean, you're gonna be there for long time.
Man, but see, you need somebody talented like Lucius that knows the tunes.
Put the right mix together.
Get the right mix, get the vibe.
The Waffle House. 80s, 90s sing-along songs. Because you got everybody drunk in there. You want everybody to sing along.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good point. You want everybody singing along. So that means you're going to get Don't Stop Believing, the Journey.
Oh, yeah, just belting it out.
Smoking room.
Yeah, we have 817 worked at a Waffle House as a cook for 5 years.
Damn, man. Right you did. And I bet you were good at it. I admire you, sir or ma'am, texting in.
I like that. Yeah. It looks like it's pretty much unanimous going with the Waffle House here. So maybe we need to get you on that one. I know you got like 5 or 6 payoffs you still got to come through on. You could probably knock out a couple.
You know what would be cool for me to set up like overnight, like I was talking about at the Waffle House, and just interview people?
Yeah, broadcast a little bit.
Maybe just make Crown Global Media go in there and do a little podcast. Yeah.
Awesome, dude.
just have like you and a mic and then an open mic and people plop down in the booth.
Yeah,
and just
start talking about your night where it's 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And you start interviewing patrons.
There's like gal come walking in with, like you said, with the broken heel on the shoe.
Yeah, you get the behind the scenes with the with the cooks back there.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, a day in the life of the Waffle House worker.
I think that would be a great documentary.
Yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be.
And it'll count as 2 bet payoffs. I'm putting it out there. 2 bet payoffs.
2 bet payoffs, yeah.
All right, you can double up on it.
All right.
I'm in that Christmas spirit right now. Speaking of the Christmas spirit, who is the player that gave the best Christmas gifts to their teammates? Oh. And we have an NFL Bleep Hole of the Week for you next year.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In the nation. Thank you, Lucius. What you drinking? What you thinking? In 13 minutes, dial up the phone lines at 877-881-1053. Cannot wait to hear from you on this post-Christmas football Friday. And I have for you here all the reported gifts that players have gifted their teammates across the National Football League. We don't have the cool, like, samurai swords that Joe Burrow did maybe a year or two ago. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But it is a tradition here around this time. Did you guys ask Ferguson about that the other day, about Christmas gifts?
Did we ask Fergie about Christmas gifts? I think we mentioned something. But we're always kind of, are we uncomfortable by that because we don't want to talk about that? I mean, like,
we don't want to talk about Christmas gifts?
Well, we don't want to talk about what, like, hey, what did Dak get you? You know, that kind of thing. I think
because then there's judgment involved. Yeah, didn't spend enough, yeah, spend
yeah,
too much.
Yeah. I think Dak is, I think Dak did this one year when I was at .com. He got everybody gifts in the building. Like he had
personalized. What'd you get?
Well, no, I was not at .com. I was here, but I was
waiting for you to get out of the building, and then he started dialing it up for the whole company.
No, you know, Dak was always cool with me on stuff. He really was.
You never ticked him off like you did Jason Witten and Jason Garrett.
Garrett, I made really mad. I think Garrett's wife was more mad at me than Jason was mad at me. Not Jason, okay. Witten. Witten was mad at me because I said he ran the wrong route. But I had a coach tell me he ran the wrong route, and he got mad at me for that.
And the coach ball sacked you on it.
Then the coach actually came up to me and said, why did you tell him that?
Oh, because you said, like, hey, your coach told me?
I didn't give the name of the coach, but
but he knew.
It got back, yeah.
Oh, man.
Back, yeah.
Well, we have the Christmas list here, and let's go ahead and let's see which one we would prefer to have. We will start with Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback.
Cooler full of Coors Light and a Yeti.
You see some of that where guys are sponsored, and so they just get the sponsor deal flip that to their teammates.
Yeah.
No, in this case, it's each offensive lineman, and it starts with Hublot luxury watches.
Oh, yeah.
That's a beautiful,
ooh, my
that's,
God.
That's
Hublots?
A beautiful watch. Beautiful watch. Yeah.
Big this face Hublots?
Yeah, man, they were sponsored with the Cowboys. Like when we used to have the draft, when we do the draft,
Hublot, you get to rep it.
Well, the Hublot was the, they were like, this pick is brought to you by, this on time pick is brought to you by, Cowboys are on the clock. And it was sponsored by, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are like 40 plus K each from what I'm seeing.
They hold their value and they go up in value too. When that pandemic happened, the watches shot up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
strong. This is a more than a $50,000 watch.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of his linemen get that. It's like probably, what, 10 dudes?
Who's involved?
This is Mahomes giving this to his offensive line.
Yeah.
Plus, they got some e-bikes.
Nice. Okay.
Some specialties.
Those are dangerous, those e-bikes. They're fun, but I see a lot of people wiping out.
Yeah.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah. You need to provide helmet and elbow pads.
Yeah,
and pads.
That's true.
Yeah, or wear your full football suit while you're riding it.
He also got that's what my brother had to do when he got his motor scooter. Yeah. He was in like fifth grade.
Bennett,
my parents made him wear his football helmet and shoulder pads ride it. It's hilarious, bro.
I got Bennett one of these bikes, and his mom wouldn't let him ride it. She's a mediator, like for insurance companies. So she hears about all these terrible cases.
Oh, yeah.
So she looked at me when we did it, and she goes,
what are you doing?
Like, you know what I do for a living, don't you? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, I mediate cases, insurance companies, with all these bikes. Like, you know, and I'm like, okay. Things sitting in the garage has not been ridden.
Collecting dust.
3 years.
Yeah, he got him some specialty suitcases as well.
So he's going all out. He's got like four things.
Dude, here. And it's not even done yet. He got him Beats Studio Pro headphones, Oakley AI sunglasses, and indoor golf simulators.
Nice.
Damn. So this dude spent like a ridiculous amount of money on his offensive line.
Could this be over a mil?
I can't say for sure, but I think it's at least $100K per guy. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Jared Goff. Lions quarterback.
So far, Kansas City is winning in the clubhouse.
Yeah, they are absolutely in the lead here. Yeah. Goff got his offensive linemen some electric golf carts personalized with their player names and numbers.
Okay.
And
gas or electric?
Electric. Okay. Yeah, electric golf carts.
All right.
Aaron Rodgers, Steelers quarterback, offensive line.
I've seen this.
Can-Am Maverick side-by-side off-road vehicles. These are like 20 to 40K. Yeah,
those are fun.
The gift of horsepower is what they call
it. It was funny because they were at the back of the facility running up and down the road.
They were tearing it up.
It was like the Bonneville Salt Flats. Like they were trying to set speed records.
Yeah, that's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
That's a little dangerous for sure, but that's badass.
Yep.
Josh Allen, I like this one. Gifted his lineman a quarter of a cow. So they all got premium meats, Wagyu, filet, all the different kinds of beef, basically.
Well done.
Stack that deep freezer up, boy.
It's beautiful, man.
You show off when your friends come over. Man, get you a slice, man. Whatever you want. Get you that Wagyu burger right there. Take that home to the missus.
That is pretty badass,
dude. Go next door and get some crab legs, some bratis.
Yeah, that's right. Some of that butterfly shrimp.
Makes sense for a guy that played football in Wyoming.
Oh, that's true.
Then he threw to cattle ranchers while he was at Wyoming.
He probably just hollered at one of his old teammates.
Probably so.
Brock Purdy, Niners quarterback, presented custom Rolex Submariner date watches.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
To his offensive lineman.
Well done.
It's pretty good right there.
Brock Purdy had done the cars to the military folks, right?
I know he did pickup trucks for his guys.
Last year. But this year, I think...
Was that the Toyotas?
Yeah, the Toyotas. I think this year, there was certain military families that he was saying, instead of giving guys trucks again, he gave the trucks to military families that needed them. Yeah.
And he let them pick out which car by their needs.
There you go.
Wobby. Oh. Yeah. Cabin. Yeah. Yeah. I want to start a construction company. I can't even say it.
Yeah, bro. You got to get that.
Cabin, bro.
I'm going to need that thing custom from start to finish.
I'm a contractor now, so. Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett, Cardinals quarterback, gave luxury items, including the specialty suitcases, Versace robes, and Bond number nine cologne.
Yeah, Bond number nine.
Yeah?
Heck yeah, man. That's a great gift right there. And the Versace robes, Bond number nine smells damn good. Costs about $300, too.
Damn.
$300 to $400 sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he pimped them out, man.
Telling them lime and they need to smell better.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
The robes, a Versace robe, I bet
one fly.
Probably feels
what
good.
What did you think about the robes they gave Dak in?
Like the Santa Claus robes?
The chef's kiss.
I thought those things looked great.
Yeah. They did. And the steak, too.
Yeah.
The tomahawk?
Yeah.
I'd have taken that with me in the locker room. They all just shared. You see, like, Michael Irvin, Dak, and Turpin, they were all just eating off the same one. Nah. I'm like, bro, I'd be taking one of them in.
Didn't we do that with the turkey? We saw Ferg put this turkey
and everybody was taking a bite of it. Caleb Williams, Bears quarterback, bottles of premium liquor.
I thought you were going to say nail polish.
Yeah.
He got everybody a free
manicure roll.
This is my own brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got some pastels for you guys.
Yeah.
Some Bottega Veneta items.
Yep.
So that seems pretty cool. Tua went with the Sony sound system. And Jordan Love's the one that's getting crushed a little bit, the Packers quarterback.
Yeah, he's a Nike rep.
He spent under $5K to buy all his teammates Nike Dunk sneakers for Christmas. So everybody's like, wow, Mahomes is spending, what, maybe $1 million on his offensive line. Yeah. And Jordan Love, who has a Nike deal, just went with the sneakers.
Oh, classic dunks.
Appreciate you guys.
Nike outlet dunks, too. You know what I'm saying? Some stepdad dunks. I ain't seen you in a while, buddy. I got you some shoes.
He's got no excuse, right? He's got no excuse.
He's the ultimate mail it in.
He's a $45 million quarterback, right?
Yeah, $55 million quarterback.
Okay, he's got no excuse.
No, he's getting clowned a little bit for that, but there it is, your NFL Christmas gift list. We'll have to do some recon on what Dak and the Cowboys did for each other.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that'll be on the next Hard Knocks.
I remember Zeke got the guys back in the day some Gator.
Yeah,
The John Deere Gator Worka mules. Those
are pimp.
Yeah.
Off road.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah, maybe Hard Knocks will have a little bit of a segment on the Christmas exchange.
I'll see if I can do some research, see what we did.
Dak's a generous guy. Yeah. All right, 877-881-1053, the one time of the week where you are encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. It is What You Drinking and What You Thinking next year in the nation.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.